As a case really of the league, trying to safeguard the future of the league. We said here tonight it's not an exact science. We don't know whether this will secure the future of the league, but I think as an executive we felt it was a step that we had to take. You would have heard tonight that many of the executive are advocates of summer football, but we still felt that a return to winter football was something that we had to explore from the point of view of enticing new clubs in and possibly getting some former members back in as well. So 12-3 was fairly comprehensive. There's always a worry with the senior clubs because it's out of sync now with their season. But I suppose it's just we felt it's a chance we have to take at this point in time.
So what you do now is you start the short season and run from January to May, and as in from August 2015, it's back to that traditional, I suppose, we'll call it August to May season?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to decide on the format and everything else of the shortened season, be it an expanded league cup, be it a shortened league. We have to find out what teams we have competing. And go from there. But yeah, the idea will be that we'll have hopefully a minimum of an 8-team league come August, and certainly if any junior clubs out there are looking at the possibility of joining us, with us being back in sync with their season, we'd be hopeful that if somebody is looking to take that step, that once our season's in sync with theirs, that they may make the move.
Yeah, because that has been out of sync, and I suppose the deluge of players that have gone out of the league in recent times. We saw, I think it was 83 in 2012, that rose to 111 last year, 125 this year, of players leaving the USL before the season's end.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been well reported and well documented that players have been leaving the league in droves, and we actually started the season earlier this year in the hopes of stopping that, and we actually had more transfers than ever. So again, we felt that it was something this year that we had to try, but you know, moving the season back in sync hopefully will be a help, because at the end of the day, no club was going to join when we were playing summer due to the fact that they may have been out of football for 7 or 8 months. So hopefully by moving back to a winter season, our league becomes more attractive to the teams in the higher echelons of both the Inishowen and Donegal leagues, and clubs that are ambitious and that want to test themselves at the highest level. With the Ulster Senior League winning the Michael Ward Interprovincial Trophy the past 2 years, the product is there. Our league is a good league. It's of a very high standard. Teams like Cock Hill, Derry City, Letterkenny, Swilly Rovers have proved that. So, you know, hopefully within a year or two, we can get the league back up to 8 and possibly 10 teams.